obviously I'm delighted with the 3 points. That's the most important thing. But it was. I said in the press conference on Thursday that we were going to have to be patient against Barrow. They've got the third best defence in the league. And although they went down to 10 men, their shape didn't change and they became a 5-3-1, which made it easier for our defenders to get the ball. But we still had the same problems to get past when we went further up the pitch. I felt that with 11v11, I felt we had a good chance with Johnny. I think the keeper made a good save. But once the man got sent off, we had to find some solutions, which I spoke about on Thursday, where it's been hard for us to score goals. We had a lot of teams that have come and sort of tried to stop us here at Priestfield. But what I tried to do, I changed us into a diamond to get us to Johnny around the two strikers. And obviously that I felt that helped us. And obviously I'm delighted to get the three goals. I would have liked to have got more, being greedy. But obviously coming here and winning today is the most important thing.
Josh Walker was taken off. He's only been on, I think, a matter of seconds. Talk to me about Josh. How is he?
Josh got quite a whack into his sort of chest area, sternum area. Is it sternum? Sternum, isn't it? In the sternum area. And then I think he fell on his head. So it was sort of a double blow. And we had to, it was a concussion sub in the end because he was a little bit dizzy. But it was a hell of a whack. And I'm pleased to see that he's okay now. And I've spoke to him. I spoke to him at half time, and I spoke to him at the end of the game. And he'll be okay, but he'll probably have to miss the next game because of the protocols.
Must be frustrating because you were forced into two early changes. Really, that must have been a little frustrating.
Well, it was, but it happens, and you've got to adjust, and you've got to adapt, and as I say, try and make the right substitutions that find the answers for and that help the lads. And I felt we done that today. But the boys were great. Look, there's been a lot of criticism thrown about in the last, well, probably since the Harrogate game, and rightly so. We have to accept that. But what you have to do as an individual and as a collective, you have to knuckle down, roll your sleeves up, and when you put your boots on, you have to go out there and give it a right good go. And that's the only way you can shut one or two people up. And I asked that of the boys today, and I thought they went out there and did that.
Including Josh Andrews, of course, his first start and his first goal, which is always good to get.
Look, Josh is a different profile to Ollie Hawkins. Ollie Hawkins has done really, really well this season, and I've been really, really happy with him. But Josh is a big man, just like Ollie is. But Josh is a little bit more mobile, and obviously he's a lot younger than Ollie as well. So he gave us a little bit of a different dimension. That runner over the top where he scores the first goal, unfortunately we've not had too much of that this season. So I was delighted for him. He obviously had another great effort from outside the box, which the keeper tipped over the bar. But I thought his game involvement was fantastic, and it's exactly why we brought him to the football club. We knew he'd be a good player now, but he'll be a good player for Gillingham Football Club for the next few years.